They will be having a report, a building progress report in the Chinese service. Brother Nelson is the chair, and Peter is the chair of the finance committee. But they preferred that I would give it in English, so they gave me lots of papers to read off of. But I've been part of the committee for a while, so this shouldn't be too long. But before we get to the PowerPoint, I wanted to show you a picture of the building. And what I'm going to do is, we couldn't find one that we a picture that we could put on the PowerPoint. There's one floating around, but Brother Nelson made a copy for me, so this is it. But I'll pass it around. This is the first stage of the new building will be. And basically what's happened is the church, these last several or more years, began to think we need a new building, and especially the Chinese worship service is packed. They have a overflow service, an overflow room in the library. They started a Mountain of Trust a ministry for the Ben Lippin and other high school students for their worship, and so it's just really crowded, especially for the second hour. And so we do need a building. And it was a two-part plan. We were going to have stage one with a sanctuary and a education wing. And then the second phase was going to be offices and things like that. What happened was, for the first stage, it was with the sanctuary and the education building, it was looking like the prices were going to come in well over $1 million. And the church leaders kind of figured, I don't think we can really afford that. And so about a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, we approached the architect to rethink about how we can do this. And so what the plan then was is that we came up with, and what the architect came up with, is to build a sanctuary first, sanctuary only. We're still going to use these buildings over here. And then after that, in where the front door is, the entrance of this of the building that's being passed around, at some point that will become the wall, or the wall will come down, and by the entrance that will be the second stage of the education building. And then after that there will be a kind of an L shape where they'll add the offices. So we're looking now at the sanctuary, and we've actually come a long way in that process. Last week there was a zoning board meeting because we needed to get a special approval in the, because there's residences here, regular houses, and we did get the approval. We were the only ones that were there. There was no dissenting voices, so that was good. So we have the City of West Columbia approval to build, and our 100% design plan was completed this past week, and now we have to submit the plans to I think it's Lexington County, so we have counties and city approvals. While we're getting the approval from Lexington, we are going to be taking bids from various contractors, and we've already been in pretty much constant contact with a couple of them already. But we'll see who can give us the best price or can work with us the best. So that will be happening in the next couple of months, and the goal is to start construction actually in October. So if we can get all of these approvals done, oh, look at that, it appeared, wow. I looked all over for that on my computer and I couldn't find it. So that's the sanctuary, and like I said, where the door is, at some point that will be taken out and then expanded. But anyway, construction, and what we're going to do for construction is, this is a multi-phase stage one. Because the church has basically decided we don't want to take out a loan. So we need the funds before we can move forward. And so what we're going to do for stage one, phase one of stage one, is to build the shell. So the building's going to be built. There's going to be probably cement flooring on the inside. And there's going to be what you see here, you know, the exterior, the roof. When phase one of stage one is done, it's going to look like a building that you could move into. Dan had said he drove by many years a church near CIU that was half built, and it looked terrible, and it never was getting finished. This won't be finished, but it'll look finished. If you walk in, it'll be cement, but it'll look finished. And we won't be able to move in yet, but hopefully that'll motivate us to the next stage. And so the next stage after that, they'll do what's called a rough-in, where they put in all the electrical, they put in the plumbing. They don't put in the fixtures yet. They just kind of put all of the bones in it. And then the third stage is they actually connect the fixtures, put on the walls, and then they have to do excavation around the land. Now, one of the things that we were in the earlier stages that we were looking at is we need to drain the water off the property, and we were looking at about an $80,000 design to have the water drain in an underground system. With this new design, we don't need that anymore. We're going to have a little retention pond, and it'll save us probably $60,000. So we can praise the Lord for that. But anyway, it's coming, and then once we finish this, hopefully in January or February of next year, then we can hopefully begin the next stage of the rough-in and then move on to all the finishing touches. And Lord willing, if the funds come in, we can have a completed building by the end of next year. We can look at the PowerPoint. The fundraising committee is going to be giving a much thorough presentation next month. So these are all preliminary numbers, but currently the building fund has $358,000 in it, and the shell. We still haven't gotten all the bids yet, but we think the shell will be about $300,000. The rough in about $150,000 for a total of $450,000. So the needed fund is $450,000, and at the end of every year, whatever surplus we have in the budget. And right now we're running a surplus. What happens is the board takes whatever we have left at the end of the year, keeps $10,000 for the operating budget, and the rest goes into the building fund. So that's what's been happening. And right now we're about $25,000 over budget, so that would be going into the building. So the 213 fundraising goal to get the shell and to get the interior rough-in would be $65,000 to the $450,000. Then after that, we'll have to raise more money to get to do all the internal stuff and the finishes and the land, and we'll have to get more numbers later. So on that, but this would make it about halfway point. So be in prayer for this. Like I said, there's going to be a lot more news coming out in the next month or so. But we wanted to give you a little bit idea what's going on, and we can be in prayer for that. So let's actually go to the Lord in prayer. We can pray for this and some other items. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for the progress that has been made in this building process. And we thank you, Lord, that we actually have need for a new building, because that means that you have been at work. New people are coming. Lives are being changed. People are being baptized, and Lord, we do pray for the four who will be baptized today at the Saluda River, that, Lord, that's going to be a blessed occasion, and that we can all share in their joy as they follow in this step of obedience. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Wong as he's speaking, I believe, in Charleston today, that you would be with him and speak through him to that congregation. Father, I pray for our pastor search, that you would help us, Lord, in this time to identify a senior pastor who can take Pastor Wong's place. So we continue to lift up that process, and Pastor Wong, and as well as Wing and Peter's process of raising a team to support them in their mission endeavors. Father, and we do pray for the building, and we do pray, Lord, that you would give the building committee and the finance committee and the governing board wisdom in going forward with these plans. And we do pray that we'll be able to break ground in the next couple of months, and that the process of construction can begin. And Lord, we just give you the glory, Lord, for even bringing us this far. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to continue it through. And Father, Lord, as now we as we come before you to study your word, please give us your wisdom and understanding, that we may know you more. In Christ's name, amen.